The Book of Shoftim is unfortunately way too predictable. Save salvation, and then going off the path again and again and again. So here we go to various small stories, which then lead to a powerful story, the famous story of Yiftach. So here we go. After Avimelech, Tola, son of Pua, son of Dodo, gosh, if you were looking for interesting names, Dodo could either mean, literally that was his name, or Dodo means an uncle. So Pua was Avimelech's cousin. A man of the tribe of Yisachar arose to save Israel. He lived in Shamir, whose location is unknown, in the highlands of Ephraim. He judged Israel for 23 years, this Tola fellow, and died and was buried in Shamir. Ya'ir the Gil-Adite rose after him, and he judged Israel 22 years. He had 30 sons riding on 30 young donkeys, and they had 30 cities. To this day, they call them Chavot Ya'ir, which is in the land of Gilad. Ya'ir died, and he was buried in Kamon. Okay, now we go to the famous and tragic story of Yiftach, the Giladite. We're going to talk about the spiritual state of Israel, and then how they were saved from the Ammonites, who gathered to wage war against them. The children of Israel continued to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, and under the influence of their neighbors, they served the Baalim, and the Ashtaroth, and the gods of Aram, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. They forsook, they left the Lord, they did not serve him, they did not even worship God, along with all those idols. Hashem was angry at the Jewish people, and he sold them, meaning delivered them into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the children of Ammon. They battered and crushed the children of Israel in that year for 18 years. In other words, they started that year and then continued it for 18 years. All the Jews who were on the east side of the Jordan. Unlike the tribes of Israel, Ammon was a small but organized kingdom. Therefore, they were able to defeat Israel and conquer the adjacent land of Gilad, where Menasheh lived. As they grew more powerful, they crossed the Jordan to go to the west of the Jordan, to Israel proper, and they waged war against Binyamin, against Yehuda, and against the house of Ephraim. Israel was greatly distressed by these wars. The children of Israel called to the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against you, we have forsaken our God, and have served the Baalim." Hashem tells the Jewish people, obviously through a prophet, "Wasn't it by the Egyptians, by the Amorites, by the children of Ammon, and by the Philistines, Sidonians, and Amalek, and the tribe of Ammon, that you were oppressed, and then you called me, and I saved you, and still you forsake me, and you have strayed away and served other gods? I will not continue to save you. Go call the gods you have chosen. They will save you." The children of Israel, they turn to Hashem and they say, "Chatanu, we sinned. Do to us anything that is good in your eyes, but please deliver us this day." They removed the strange gods from their midst and they served the Lord, but they continued to suffer, and his soul grew restive over the misery of Israel. Hashem could no longer tolerate Israel's suffering. He did not want their suffering to continue. The children of Ammon mobilized in response to a call that came out, and they, in other words, a call to gather together, and they camped in Gilad. For their part, the children of Israel gathered and they encamped in Mitzpah. The people, the princes of Gilad, said to one another, "Who is a man who will begin to wage war against the children of Ammon? He will be the head of all the inhabitants of Gilad." They didn't want to subjugate the Ammonites. Rather, they wanted to repel their attacks and crush their might. And they needed a leader. And in the next chapter, we learn all about this leader.